This is Dave Vellante at the February 5th, 2008 Wikibon Peer Insight, and the title of the piece is Choose Your MSP Carefully. And here's the summary. Once a high-flying internet bubble business, managed storage services are back in vogue, but this time appear to be solving real customer problems at affordable prices. In the past few years, three factors have driven the return of online storage services, primarily focused on data protection. One, technologies that make this business cost-effective are coming to the mainstream, including disk-based backup using data deduplication, encryption, and the increased consistency and reliability of moving data over networks. Two, relentless compliance and regulatory requirements specifically pertaining to the explosion of data and the need to retain, reproduce, and authenticate electronic records. Three, new and emerging business models that include software as a service, packaging solutions, including processes, into a repeatable offering, making the business more channel friendly. These factors have enabled large service providers such as IBM, SunGard, EMC, and HP/Iron Mountain, and others to leverage data center economies and offer standard building blocks for channel partners, e.g. service providers, that are beginning to offer incremental services to large, medium, and small customers who themselves are becoming increasingly comfortable sourcing remote data protection. Storage competitors have seized this opportunity, and acquisition activity has been up lately as EMC and IBM both have made moves in this space, acquiring Mosey and Arsenal Digital, respectively. The best candidates for these services are large and mid-sized customers who generally rely on decades-old backup processes and smaller customers that may not perform regular backups and or have no formal processes in place. Backup restore, backup recovery, and retention are the primary applications, with the emphasis here on remote services that can be purchased as an ongoing operating expense rather than as a sunk capital investment. Pricing models for such services are based on two typical approaches. One is pricing on data that is protected versus pricing on data that is stored. Typically, there'll be a flat setup fee or a monthly minimum requirement of gigabytes stored, and banding of services is also common with an end-month term required. Despite the apparent convenience of these services, which includes an OPEX versus a CAPEX hit, and the outsourcing of an increasingly problematic compliance issue related to electronic records, customers should remain vigilant in their assessments of these opportunities. Specifically, switching costs could be onerous, given disparities in processes and technologies across providers. There are, however, examples where moves to alternative service providers have been made fairly smoothly in relatively smaller sites. In general, the larger the vault, the more difficult the migration, making pricing visibility fundamental. As it relates to costs, many customers do not have a clear handle on the full cost of providing data protection today. And without this proper accounting, it is unclear if buyers will save money outright or be paying up for better service. In general, experience suggests the payback on such services largely relates to very important but harder to sell internally soft dollar factors such as quality, risk reduction, and speed to market. What's more, even though service providers are more likely to have best-in-class processes to manage data protection services, the burden of auditing and documenting such processes for defense and legal discoveries remains squarely with the customer. Finally, while service providers will contractually agree to penalties related to speed and accuracy of data recovery, the penalties will be limited to percentages of monthly service fees and not reflect the value of data lost. As a result of these caveats, customers should choose suppliers that are financially viable and can be held accountable for process and procedure excellence and best-in-class security. As well, customers should demand flexibility in fees and service levels for factors such as retention and recovery point and backup frequency. Customers should also be aware that they are either paying for data protected or data stored, meaning that the benefits of savings from factors like dedupe will accrue differently for different applications. Action item. Large customers should endeavor to carefully consider the operational overheads associated with protecting data and fully consider total costs for internally managing versus sourcing such services. In general, it is best to do your own homework and not solely rely on the analysis of the service provider. As well, given potentially high switching costs, negotiating shorter contracts is advisable. Smaller customers must begin to recognize that their information is as valuable as large customers, and outsourced data protection services provide a path to best-in-class protection. Okay, thanks very much, everybody. Excellent call. See you next time.